The level of water in the Akonsombo Dam is likely to further decrease due to anticipated poor rains in the coming months. In an interview with Radio Ghana, principal meteorologist at the Ghana Meteo Agency, Imo Stetena, says the country is not likely to experience any more rains till the next raining season. He said this may affect energy supply from the dam. Mr. Stetena spoke with Georgette Cole.
If you study the patterns,
the country is getting out from the rainy season. I believe by the end of this month, which is October, then into November and December, we'll be having less and less and less rain until eventually we get into the dry season. So we should not be expecting much from now until possibly the next rainy season. So that is the situation at the moment.
With the water level in Akonsombo, next year are we expecting more rains?
Okay, this year, the forecast will be ready early next year to know whether the rains will be good or not. There is a session which takes care of that. As of now, we are still concentrating on what is happening this year. So that will be done later, probably early part of next year. We cannot tell the level of water in the Akonsombo at the moment, but I know that there are periods when there is a turnaround. Many times from August, turns around, then it fills in, the level rises, but after a short while, it starts going down. So if the water is not appreciable at the moment, and it happens that next year the rains are not very good, then we may be in trouble. But it will also happen that next year we could have good rains, and that will boost up the level of the water. It all depends. If we are at a very low level, in the dry season the level will be falling, so we are likely to go down. If the level is very high at the moment, it will fall. But possibly by the time the rainy season sets in, we could still be an appreciable level where power could still be generated.
Away from the water drop, should we expect the Harmattan early this year?
Well, that's also in the future. But there are indications that some parts of the Sahel, not in Nigeria, in some places, there are traces of Harmattan conditions. But over our own country, where we are still not in the Harmattan season at the moment, November into December, all depend on how intense the systems that draw in the dry winds are. Then we could tell whether we'll have it early or not.
Principal Meteorologist Imo Stetena.
Meanwhile, a communications consultant of the Energy and Petroleum Ministry, Edward Bauer, says the ministry and VRA have devised a number of measures to manage the water level in the Akonsombo Dam. He said from past statistics, the drop in water level in the dam is cyclical, and there is the need for power supply and distribution companies to adopt the most cost-effective means to generate energy. Mr. Bauer said the country needs to bring on board more thermal generation plants, which will support the country. He was quick to add that with the current rainfall pattern, there is likely to be challenges with power supply in 2015 and 2016.
If you study the patterns Akonsombo Dam is performing in relation to inflows of water into the reservoir, you realize that it is more of a cyclical thing. We had challenges with the reservoir somewhere around 97-98. We had a repeat of that somewhere around 2006-2007. It is very clear that looking at the patterns between now and 2015, we'll have a repeat of that. Why do we say so? If you look at the inflows into the reservoir this year, was about half of what came in last year. If we do not have heavy inflows next year, 2014, above average, in 2015 and in 2016, we may be in serious challenges. What is the strategy that the ministry and, for that matter, its agencies, particularly VRA, is doing? The first strategy is to ensure that the VRA engineers are managing the levels in terms of how they use it in generating power using hydro. So there's a good management of the reservoir that is being done by VRA. The second strategy is to ensure that we ramp up our thermal component of our energy mix by bringing on board a lot of thermal generation plants, such that when we have a shortfall from hydro generation, we could augment that with thermal generation. Now, what is the implication of that? The implication is very clear, that the fact that you are going to use thermal generation the cost of electricity will go up because you will need fuel to be able to do that. Fuel is very critical in this particular exercise. The ministry also knows that within even the various fuels, there are some fuels that are cheaper than others. Gas is the way to go. Yes, so we are relying on Nigeria. We are also going to rely on our own indigenous gas. But a third option is also to put up an LNG infrastructure that will be able to allow us import LNG, that's liquefied natural gas, into Ghana to use.
That was communications consultant of the Ministry of Energy, Edward Bauer.